Is it never too soon to start doing financial planning?
It's never too late to do financial planning. Regardless of your age or your status in life, you should do some estate planning. The obvious reason to do some estate planning, regardless of your age, is that you've worked hard your entire life and you would like to protect your assets. You would like whatever you have accumulated to go to whomever you want those assets to go to, family, children, and not to go to unintended sources. The second reason that it's important to do some estate planning, regardless of your age, is that it affords you the opportunity to achieve some peace of mind. By that, I mean in situations such as a late-in-life medical trauma of one sort, where a person is perhaps subject to losing their capacity, what happens? By doing a little bit of estate planning, a person can avoid being at the mercy of certain laws and public whims by using a power of attorney, a health care proxy, a living will. You can take care of yourself should at some point you lose capacity through either dementia, Alzheimer's, or some other illness. It saves you from going to court or your family from going to court and involving a guardianship situation.
Often people don't know how much they're worth.
That's true, Mike. And frankly, I find that to be very common in this area. People work hard in the Buffalo, Western New York area and often lose sight of what they've managed to accumulate, sometimes until it's too late, until after they pass. At that point, it becomes problematic for their children and families or their heirs. One of the first steps in effective estate planning, again, regardless of your age, be it in your 30s, your 50s, your 60s, and even older, is to take stock of what it is you have and how, for example, your property may be titled, whether it's a bank account or a house, if it's titled in your name or in your joint name with a child or a spouse. If you know that type of information, you can then effectively plan for how you want that property to be disposed of after you pass away.
If there's a second marriage, should you make sure that everything has been transferred out of that first marriage?
Well, let's put it this way, Mike. The critical consideration is in a multiple marriage situation or subsequent marriage situation is for the spouse, be it the husband or the wife, to consider balancing his or her interests between his or her current spouse and children from a prior marriage. One of the almost cliche-written guarantees of a legal conflict in court involves children from a prior marriage and the current spouse of someone who passed away. One of the ways, the best ways I, as an attorney, have advised clients to avoid guaranteeing a will contest, for example, is to speak with the children from the prior marriage, to speak with your current spouse, and to discuss these things. It may not be an attractive circumstance, but it's certainly one that, if you plan for it ahead of time, will give you some peace of mind in knowing that chances are lessened that you'll have a will contest, a court suit, after you pass away.
This is an increasingly multicultural community. I would think that there are occasionally problems between people who still adhere to the old rules and New York State law.
That can often happen. And very often, some of the cultural realities that you addressed are based on assumptions. You know, it's not unusual to have someone assume that the eldest child gets everything, or the eldest child has a right to be the executor of the estate, or the administrator of an estate if there's no will. That's not the case. That's not the law in New York State.
Today here on You and the Law, Attorney Modesto Arginio has been here, and we've been talking about it's never too late to plan your estate. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.